Please turn with me to book of the first epistle of John, chapter 2, verse 28. I'm going to read that from New King James Version. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he appears, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. മലയാളത്തിൽ ഒരാൾ കൂടെ വായിക്കാം. Yeah. Somebody please read that in NIV from that. Yeah. Continue in him. Abide in him. Praise the Lord. And then read it. Praise the Lord. And we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. Couple of weeks ago, I have started to speak from this scripture portion. I have told you a few things, how to abide in him, or what is the meaning of abiding in him. Praise the Lord. I told you that in the New Testament itself, there are 112 times we see this word abide. In among that 112, praise the Lord, John the Apostle used 66 times abide. Praise the Lord. So it's a very important thing to abide in Christ. In other translations, one of the translations that we heard that continue in him. What is true Christianity? Often people claim that I'm a Christian. Well, by birth, you are a Christian. The Pentecostals will say, the generations will say, I'm Pentecostal from my birth. My whole family is, family members are Pentecostals, and I'm also a Pentecostal believer. I am Christian. But if we do not continue in Christ, we are not Christian at all. Praise the Lord. How do we abide in Christ? Praise the Lord. Abiding in Christ, or abide in Christ, by believing the truth. Always believe the truth, praise the Lord, and to obey that truth, praise the Lord. And we need to love each other. These are the three things that we need to remember always: obedience, truth, and love. Praise the Lord. We must believe the truth. Satan always tells lies. He is a liar. He never tells truth. Praise the Lord. Sometimes he will twist the truth into lie. And the same, praise the Lord, he may be, camouflaged or camouflaged? Okay, you understand that. Anyhow, thank you. Praise the Lord. Vesham kettarunda. Pishaji vesham. He is a deceiver. Satan is a deceiver. He deceived Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Praise the Lord. And still, he deceives people. He deceives Christians. Praise the Lord. He says, always lie. കള്ളമല്ലാതെ അവൻ ഒന്നും പറയത്തില്ല. He is a liar. Don't expect Satan to say the truth. But there is a tendency among the Christians to believe lies more than the truth. Praise the Lord. What do you believe? That's more important. What do you believe? Do you believe the truth that God has uttered, or the lies that Satan is saying? Being a Christian, we must always believe the truth. Praise the Lord. What you believe is going to determine who you are or your actions would be. Praise the Lord. What do you believe? If you believe in the truth, then you will obey that truth. Praise the Lord. Obey the truth. And then the God who have all, who has always proclaimed, uttered the truth, has commanded us to love each other. Praise the Lord. Say, obedience, love, and truth. These are the most important things that we must remember in our heart. Praise the Lord. What do I believe? Am I believing the truth? Am I standing in the truth? Praise the Lord. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Praise the Lord. In this country, there is a tendency of value neutrality. And people are claiming that there is no value at all. Some things that you say is sin, for some other community, it's not a sin at all. Praise the Lord. What is wrong for you is right for others. So there is a relativity, there is relativism. Praise the Lord. Brothers and sisters, we are not the people of relativism. We are the people of the truth. God always has uttered, spoken the truth. We must stand on the truth. Praise the Lord. We should know the truth, stand in the truth, obey the truth, and always be on the side of the truth. And we must obey that truth. Belief itself is not enough. Praise the Lord. We should obey that truth. Praise the Lord. Truth, we believe, we should believe the truth, and then obey the truth. And we should love each other. Then we can claim that the Lord abides in me and I abide in him. Praise the Lord. I will give some more verses for you to look upon. 1 John chapter 3, verse 24. 1 John chapter 3, verse 24. Somebody please read that verse for me. He has given us this commandment. God has given us this commandment. What's the commandment? He who keeps his commandments abides in him. Who abides in him? He who keeps his commandment. God has given us commandments. He hasn't said options. Praise the Lord. Whatever God has proclaimed are commandments. These are not options. If it is okay with you, please obey it. No, he has commanded it. Remember, whatever we are reading in the scripture, God has commanded that. So we have the commands from God. He is our commander in chief. And we are the army of God. We are the soldiers. If a soldier does not obey the commands of his commanding officer, he cannot be in the army. Praise the Lord. He will be out of that army. He will be suspended. The government will take action on him. Praise the brothers and sisters. We often claim that we are in the army of God. God being the commander-in-chief of this army, he doesn't give us options. Praise the Lord. He always says the truth and he always commands it. And if we do not obey the commands of Christ, then we are not abiding in him. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. What do you read in chapter 3, verse 24? Continue that. By this we know that
He abides in us by the Spirit whom he has given to us. I will explain that sometime later. Praise the Lord. Let me give you some more verses. Read for me chapter 2, verse 24 of 1 John. 1 John chapter 2, verse 24. No. Did we read 3:24? 2:24. Okay, now 2:24. Are they the Amul Vaiche? Near the other gender in confusion. No, 2:24. See what you have heard from the beginning remains in you. And then, if that word remains in you, you also will remain or abide in the Son and in the Father. Praise the Lord. Remember, brothers and sisters, if we do not remain or abide in the Word, then we do not abide or remain in Christ. Praise the Lord. That's why the Word of God clearly gives us the instruction to remain or continue in His Word. Praise the Lord. Read for me, it's a familiar verse. John, the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 32, verse 31 onwards. To the Jews, there were many Jewish people who believed in Christ. We need to understand that at that time, there were many of the leaders didn't believe in Jesus Christ. At that time, many other ordinary Jews believed in him. And now Jesus Christ is talking to those people who believed in him. Read that. If you abide or if you continue or if you remain in my teaching, you are really my disciple. So what do you mean by that? Praise the Lord. It's not enough to simply believe in him. Praise the Lord. Anyone can believe that Jesus is the Lord. In the book of James, James himself is saying that, well, Satan also believes that there is God. And God is one. And not only he believes, he trembles. He trembles. Praise the Lord. So faith itself is not enough. Praise the Lord. We should abide in his word. Everybody say after me, abide. Abide in my word. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We must understand this thing. Always live. Continue to live in the Word of God. If you do not remain in my Word, then you are not my real disciples. Praise the Lord. So being a believer and being a disciple are two different things. A disciple is a believer, but a believer may not be a disciple. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Anyone can believe. Hallelujah. But not anyone can be a disciple. Praise the Lord. It's a sacrificial thing. He must yield himself to one person, to the authority of one person. In this country, praise the Lord, the saddest thing is everyone thinks that I am alone and I don't want anyone to control my life. I know what to do. Praise the Lord. Freedom. What do you mean by freedom? Praise the Lord. In Christ, we are free. Being a free man in Christ doesn't mean that we can do whatever we want to do. Praise the Lord. Not that we must abide in His word. In other words, we must obey His word. If we do not obey His word, then we are not His disciples. We may claim that I'm a believer. I go to the church. I attend the worship service. I read the word and I pray. But God says, if you do not obey my commandments, then you are not my disciple. I'm not abiding in you. You are not abiding in me. Praise the Lord. One more verse, then I will read for me chapter 4, verses 12 and 16. John, not gospel, 1 John. 1 John chapter 4, verses 12 and 13. No one has seen God. Never has seen God. And then, come on. If we love one another, God dwells in us. Praise the Lord. What do you mean by that? If we do not love, then God does not dwell in us. Praise the Lord. God does not abide in us. We often claim that God is with us. He is Emmanuel. Praise the Lord. God is with us. But where there is no love, there God does not abide. Praise the Lord. If we do not love each other, then God does not live in us. God does not dwell in us. Brothers and sisters, I urge you this morning to examine our life. Am I abiding in Christ? Does God abide in me? Do I love my fellows, my brothers and sisters? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Is there a clear expression of love? Is there a clear manifestation of love? Love is not simply saying few words like, I love you. Does it? Anyone can say that, I love you, honey. Praise the Lord. Honey, I love you. Honey, I love. She or he is not a honey, but still say, hey, honey, I love you. I love you. Praise the Lord. Well, anyone can say that. We need to abide in His word. If we do not abide in His word, then Christ does not live in us. What do you mean by that? The word of God should abide always in your life. In other words, our life should be dictated by the word of God. Our life should be directed by the word of God. Our life should be controlled by the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You as a Christian is not allowed to do whatever you want. Praise the Lord. You are supposed to do whatever God wants you to do. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God wants you to obey His word. What is His commandment? Love each other. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. As Christians, we can look anywhere. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Wherever we look, there is a reason for us to obey God. Praise the Lord. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Wherever, as a Christian, as a true Christian, I have told you the definition of a Christian. Praise, who is a Christian? A Christian is not a boy or a girl who claims that I have born and brought up in a Christian family and I have a Christian name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He is not a Christian at all. Who is a Christian? A Christian is a person who abides in Him. Believe the truth. Believe the truth. Stand in the truth. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Always on the side of the truth. And then we need to obey the truth. As Christians, as true Christians, We have every reason to obey God, no matter where the direction we look at. Praise the Lord. If we look back, do we have the reason to obey God? When we look back, I see the cross on which my Lord has died on. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It gives me encouragement. It gives me a command to obey my Lord. Hallelujah. My Lord obeyed his Father even till the death. Anusarichu. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If a Christian, a true Christian, looks back, he sees Calvary, where Christ died for him. If a true Christian looks within, he sees the Holy Spirit who lives within and teaches him the truth. How do we know that we abide in Christ? I have given you, you have read one verse. For that, I want you to read a few more verses. Praise the last part of 1 John chapter 3, verse 24. By this we know that he abides in us. By the Spirit, he has given us. How many of you really know that God has given me his Spirit? Praise the Lord. Are you sure? Praise the Lord. How many of you really know that God has given me his Spirit? Are you not sure about it? Then you are not a child of God. I didn't ask you that you are you speaking in tongues? That's a different thing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you really know that God has given me his Spirit? He has not given us the spirit of timidity. He has not given us the spirit of fear. Rather, he has given us the spirit of love. Many times recently you heard it. You have heard that words from me, and recently other pastor came over here and preached from that scripture, the same scripture portion. We have received the spirit of God, who is the love. ശക്തിയുടെയും സ്നേഹത്തിന്റെയും സുബോധത്തിന്റെയും ആത്മാവിനെ എത്ര പ്രാപിച്ചതോ, നാം ഏത് ആത്മാവിനെയാ പ്രാപിച്ചതോ. വി ഹാവ് റിസീവ്ഡ് ദ സ്പിരിറ്റ് ഹു ഈസ് ദ പവർ, ലവ് ആൻഡ് സെൽഫ് ഡിസിപ്ലിൻ. ദ സ്പിരിറ്റ് ഓഫ് പവർ, പ്രൈസ് ദ ദാറ്റ് ഗിവ്സ് മീ സ്ട്രെങ്ത്, ഹല്ലേലൂയ, ദാറ്റ് മേക്സ് മീ ബോൾഡ് ഇനഫ് to withstand all the obstacles that Satan bring against me. Hallelujah. Upon we all have received the Spirit of God. The Spirit of the Lord abides in me is the proof that I abide in Christ. Praise the Lord. One more verse, chapter 1 John chapter 4, verse 13. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us, oh, praise the Lord, he has given us of his Spirit. Praise the Lord. That is the confirmation that I abide in him and he abides in him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How do you know that I abide in him? Not simply saying that I abide in him. Praise the Lord. But knowing and understanding that the Spirit of the Lord lives in me. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you hear the voice of the Holy Spirit in your life? Are you willing to obey the Spirit of the Lord in your life? Hallelujah. When the Spirit of the Lord gives you the direction, are you willing to go into that direction? Or you have certain plans and you are trying to bring down God into your program? Holy Spirit never will work with your program. Hallelujah. There is no adjustments. Hallelujah. Often we are thinking that I can bring down the Holy Spirit as a servant.
No, Holy Spirit is not a servant. Hallelujah. Let him take control of our life. സോറി സോർമാർ ഇന്ന് പകൽക്കാലം മനസ്സിലാക്കൂ, നമ്മുടെ ജീവിതത്തിന്റെ കർത്തൃത്വം പൂർണ്ണമായും പരിശുദ്ധാത്മാവ് ഏറ്റെടുക്കട്ടെ. Let the Holy Spirit take the control of our life. Hallelujah. Let's obey in the voice of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't try to obey the voice that comes into your mind. Hallelujah. Make sure that that voice is from Holy Spirit. According to this scripture. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Every thoughts that come into your minds should be captured. Hallelujah. In obedience to Christ. If a thought come into your mind, you are not supposed to go after any thoughts. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You must pause a moment and think about it. Where is the source of this thought? What is the source of this thought? Hallelujah. Does that agree with the word of God? If the thought that comes into your mind does not agree with the word of God, you are not supposed to obey it. Get away from it. Take control of your thoughts. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If something comes against the will of God, you need to break down that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Brothers and sisters, let me make it clear. As true Christians, if we look back, we see the Calvary on which our Lord died for us. Hallelujah. That prompt us to obey Him. When we look within our life, we see the Holy Spirit speaking to us. Hallelujah. Can you hear the voice of God in your life? Are you able to hear the voice of God, voice of the Holy Spirit in your life? Or are you going after the so-called prophets to hear the word of God? No, that's not the pattern. Praise the Lord. God has given us His Spirit. Praise the Lord, to direct us, to control us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He is the comforter. He is the advisor. He is the paracletos. Praise the Lord. He gives us the instruction. Hallelujah. Sometimes the Spirit of the Lord will rebuke us. He will correct us. Praise the Lord. We must be willing to accept the correction of the Holy Spirit. We must be willing to accept the rebuke of the Holy Spirit. We must be willing to obey the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we look inside or look within, we see the Holy Spirit, that prompts us to obey Him. Praise the Lord. The Holy Spirit teaches us all the truth. He is the best teacher. Amen. Praise the Lord. Holy Spirit is the best teacher. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If we look around, what do we see? We see our Christian brothers, praise the Lord, whom we love. When we look around, we see our Christian friends. Can we love them? Is there anything in between us that prevent us from really loving each other? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And when we look wide, look around, we see the lost sinners. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Raise up your head and look around. Praise the Lord. Look around. See, the time is at hand. The harvest time is at hand. Praise the Lord. Yes, thousands and thousands are perishing. It's the responsibility of the Christians, we the Christians, to share the love of Christ to them. If we do not share the love of Christ to them, then our Christian life is a failure. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Are you willing to share the gospel to some people that come into your life? God is bringing many people to our life. We cannot make them believe. We cannot. That's not our responsibility. We cannot convince anyone to believe. That's not our responsibility. Don't try to take the work of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Convicting other people is the Holy Spirit's work. But sharing the gospel with others is our responsibility. Yes. Hallelujah. When we look around, can you see the sinners who are perishing? Where do they go if they do not accept Christ as their personal savior? Ministry is not only for the pastors. Hallelujah. Of course, they are supposed to do the ministry. But the believers, each believer should be an evangelist. I don't know how many of you are familiar with evangelism explosion. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There is a great thing that we need to understand from that word, evangelism exploration. One believer comes to the Lord, and that believer goes to other person, make friendship with him, and the reason for making friendship with that person is to share the gospel. I know that you have many friends in your workplace, in your social life. You have many, many friends. Have you taken a single moment in your life to share the gospel to them? If not, praise the Lord, then we are a failure. Amen. We are a failure. Yes. Church, hallelujah, are we a failure? God has placed us in the city. For many years you are in the city. Hallelujah. For many years you are in a hospital or in an office or in a workplace. Have you shared the love of Christ to a single person in your life? You are in the school. I am so encouraged with some of our kids. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Atheist. Who else? Many people do not believe Christ, but our children are trying to share the gospel with them. I really encourage all of the kids, all of the adults to share the gospel with other people. When you look around, hallelujah, can you see the lost sinners? Does it give you a burden in your life? Well, I am okay. I have accepted Christ as my personal savior for the last 35 years. I'm a Christian. What's the use of it? Have you ever shared the gospel to a single person in your life that came into your life? You are trying to make friendship with many people. That's good. What should be the purpose of making friendship with other people? The ultimate purpose of making friendship with other people is to share the gospel. What do you mean by evangelism explosion? One believer came to the Lord and he makes friendship with other people to share the gospel. And he shared the gospel from that group. Another guy accepted Christ as his personal Savior and Lord, and he shared that gospel to other people. Praise the Lord, sharing the gospel in the community is the number one responsibility that God has bestowed upon us. Church, awake. Church, awake. Are you here? Are you still sleeping? Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Sabaya! In the Magalikalam, they are Babrayana, Niwunara, the Kalam, Adikramajirikundu. നിന്റെ ഉറക്കത്തെ നിന്റെ മയക്കത്തെ നീ കരയണിയിരിക്കുന്നു. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. സന്തോഷത്തോടെ പാടി ആരാധിച്ച് പോകുന്ന പദ്ധതി അവസാനിപ്പിച്ചിട്ട് പ്രൈസ് ദ ലോർഡ് ദൈവത്തിന്റെ വചനവുമായി മറ്റുള്ളവരുടെ അടുക്കലേക്ക് ഇറങ്ങിപ്പോകുവാൻ എത്ര പേർ തയ്യാറുണ്ട്? ആർ യു വില്ലിംഗ് ടു ഷെയർ ദ ഗോസ്പൽ, ഷെയർ ദ ലവ് ഓഫ് ക്രൈസ്റ്റ് ടു യുവർ ഫ്രണ്ട്സ്? യു ഹാവ് എക്സ്പീരിയൻസ് ദ ലവ് ഓഫ് ക്രൈസ്റ്റ്? And you claim that I'm a Christian? However, share the gospel with a single person that came into your life? ഞാൻ ആരെയും കുറ്റപ്പെടുത്തുവാനല്ല ഇത് പറയുന്നത്. ഐ ജസ്റ്റ് വാണ്ടഡ് ടു ചലഞ്ച് യു. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, church. God has placed us in this city. Don't think that we are a small community. We have enough people to worship the Lord. We get enough money to carry on the work that God has entrusted to us. No, that's not enough. We are not doing what God has supposed us to do. God wants us to do. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We are simply cherishing and nourishing each other. That's enough. That's a must. That's not enough. We should reach out the other people. Hallelujah. 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 Are you willing to go out? Are you willing to walk an extra mile for the Lord? An extra mile? You may be walking 1 mile for the Lord, but are you willing to walk another mile for the Lord? Hallelujah. Jacob called Joseph and sent him in search of his brothers. He went there, but he didn't see them in the place he searched them. But did he stop? Did he stop there? No, he went to the extra mile. Praise the Lord. Are you willing to go to the extra mile? Are you willing to walk to the extra mile? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. One more thing I just want to say, and I will close that here. When we look up, it gives us a very, very hope. What's that hope? My Lord is going to return. Yes. My Lord is going to return. How many Christians really believe that Jesus Christ is going to return? Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Whether you believe it or not, Jesus Christ is going to come back. He is going to come back. Now he is preparing a church for his own by the work of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit is at work. He's preparing the church. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, we must be purified. We read that in chapter 3, verse 3. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If we look ahead, we see the return of our Lord. And every man that has their hope in him purifies himself even as he is pure. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. അവനിൽ പ്രത്യാശയുള്ളവനല്ല അവൻ നിർമ്മലനായിരിക്കുന്നത് പോലെ തന്നെ തന്നെ നിർമ്മലീകരിക്കുന്നു. The return of Christ is a great inspiration of godly living. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How many of you really believe that my Lord is going to come back? In the scripture that we just read, we have read like this. Now, little children, abide in him, that when he appears, when Jesus Christ appears, praise the Lord, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before at his coming. Hallelujah. We should be confident. And we should not be ashamed at his coming. Let's close our eyes. Hallelujah. The return of Christ is at hand. He is coming soon. Hallelujah. കർത്താവിന്റെ വരവിനെ കുറിച്ച് പ്രത്യാശയുള്ള എത്ര ദൈവമക്കളുണ്ട്. പ്രൈസ് ദ ലോർഡ്. ഹല്ലേലൂയാ. ആമേൻ. കർത്താവേ വരണമേ എന്ന് പറഞ്ഞാൽ മാത്രം പോരാ. യേശുവിന്റെ വരവിനെ കുറിച്ച് എത്ര പേർക്ക് ഉള്ളിൻ്റെ ഉള്ളിൽ പ്രത്യാശയുണ്ട്? ഡസ് ഇറ്റ് ഇൻസ്പയർ യു ടു ലീവ് എ ഗോഡ്ലി ലൈഫ്, എ പ്യൂരിഫൈഡ് ലൈഫ്, ഹല്ലേലൂയ, എ ഹോളി ലൈഫ്, പ്രൈസ് എ സെപ്പറേറ്റഡ് ലൈഫ്, ആൻഡ് ഓൾവേസ് കൗണ്ട് ദാറ്റ് യു ആർ a hagios to God. You are set apart for the purpose of God. നമുക്കെല്ലാവർക്കും നമ്മെ തന്നെ ഏൽപ്പിച്ചു കൊടുത്ത് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കാം. Let's all commit ourselves to the Lord.